We used to have a saying back in my army days, hurry up and wait. It seemed that we were always being rushed to be somewhere on time, only to stand around waiting for hours for something to happen. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. That hurry up and wait thing seems to happen rather a lot in life as well. You feel pressured to get someplace, to do something, only for circumstances beyond your control to slow everything down. In our 24/7 online digital world, we expect things to happen instantly. How well do you react to being put on hold with a call center for half an hour? Point taken. We're not all that good at waiting for things anymore. And yet, for reasons known only to himself, God places rather a high premium on waiting. Not the sort that has us grumbling under our breath as we listen to those repetitive messages on hold, but the sort that builds patience, that grows an expectant heart in us. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18. So the Lord is waiting to show his mercy to you. He wants to rise and to comfort you. The Lord is the God who does the right thing, so he'll bless everyone who waits for his help. So while we're waiting for an answer to prayer, he's waiting too, waiting to show us mercy, longing to rise up and comfort us. So what's he waiting for? We can't be absolutely sure, but I'm pretty certain he's waiting for the right time, his time, the time when our heart is finally in the right place. He will do the right thing at the right time. He will bless everyone who waits for his help. So, wait for it. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And as you wait expectantly on God, remember this, the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever needs you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.